शतारिणे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालियै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोकिर्भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा, यू आर ऑल वेलकम डियर डिवोटीज एट श्री कृष्ण बल्लभ मंदिर इस्कॉन वृंदावन फॉर मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो 22nd चैप्टर। द कृष्णा स्टील द गारमेंट्स ऑफ यंग गोपीज एंड टुडे इट इज ऑलमोस्ट द फाइनल वर्स ऑफ दिस पास्ट टाइम and then the next pastime will start. So before we start reciting this verse, I'm just telling you a story, small story. When we were a student in post-graduation, one day there was a test. They gave us a question paper, and they told one who finished the question paper first is number first. And there were questions starting so simple, 2 + 2 into 2 - 2, something like that. Everybody was fastly trying to answer all the questions to finish it quickly. But at the last bottom, it was written, don't do anything or write anything, only write your name and submit the paper. So those who read from below, they signed and gave paper. Everybody was surprised how it is, how they have completed this all, because there's nothing to be written. Only you have to write. The whole thing is anxiety of time frame, or when we don't read the whole subject, we may have different conception and conclusions. So today's verse is like, Krishna will tell you, young Kumarika, you are Sati, you are most chaste, I fulfill your desire. It appears that whatever said earlier was just something which was the desire of the gopis and Krishna has fulfilled their desire. But it appears that so many things when we read the early, Krishna asked them to come, get their cloth, without cloth, come, fold your arms. All this is, you have not to look, you look the last word, the last verse, and then it's all very clear. So before I start reading this verse, Prem Bhakti Maharaj and our Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances and bless that we can render service of today's Srimad Bhagavatam recitation. The verse 27 today, Yata bala vrajam siddha, mae ma Ransayahakshapa. Yad Odeshaha Vrtam Idam. Cherayor Arya Archanam Satihi. Yaya Abala Vrjam Siddha. Maema Ransayathakshapaha. Yadodeshaha Vrtam Idam. Cheryor Arya Archanam Satihi. Yata Balabrajam Siddha. Maema Ransayathakshapaha. Yadodeshaha Vrtam Idam. Cheryor Arya Archanam Satihi. Siddha Mahayam Dansayathakshapaha Yadodesha Vratam Midam Cheryor Arya Archanam Sati Yadavala Vrajam Siddha Mayam Ransayatha Kshapa Yadodesha Vrtam Midam Cheyo Ayarchanam Sati Mataji Yata Bala Vrajam Siddha Maema Ransa Atha Makshapaha Yadodeshya Vrtam Midam Cheryo Aryarcham Mantata Yata Bala Vrjam Siddha Maema Ransa Atha Makshapaha Yadodesha Vrtamidam Cheryor Arya Archanam Satihe Yata, Yata Go now Abalaha My dear girls Vrajam to Vraj Siddhaha Having achieved your desires Maya with me Imaha, these, Ransyatha, you will enjoy. Chapaha, the nights. Yat, which? Udesha, having in mind. Vratam, woe. Idam, this. Cheroho, you executed. Arya of the goddess Katyani, Archanam, the worship, Satihi, being pure. Translation by Srila Prabhupada's disciple. Go now, girls, and return to Virja. Your desire is fulfilled. For in my company, you will enjoy the coming nights. After all, this was the purpose of your vow, to worship Goddess Katyani, O pure-hearted ones. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, Krishna indicates in this verse that initial enjoyment will take place on the auspicious occasion of night. Why? because you wanted me as a husband. So, the initial enjoyment will take place on auspicious occasion of night. O woman, you are perfected, Siddha. Being perfected beings, but you are taking role of sadhaka. Now, Chakravarti Pad is really giving us insight. You are already Siddha. You are perfect. But you are taking the role of sadhaka. So it's not that you are beginner, you are already perfect. So it means they are nitya siddha. You are siddha. You are taking the role of sadhakas to increase the sweetness of pastime on earth. What it means is, you are my eternal associate and guru. You have come here and acting as a practitioner to simply increase the sweetness of my pastime on the earth. On nights in the newer future, Ima Shapa, you will enjoy Ranchetha, for which purpose you undertook austerities in worshipping Durga Arya, O worshipable pure woman. O worshipable pure woman. Krishna says you are worshipable, pure woman. So, I think more insight is very clear that they are Nitya Siddha Gopis. They are acting as a sadhak just to increase the pleasure of Krishna and sweetness of his pastime. Now there is a Jiva Goswami's commentary. He fulfilled their desire. Krishna fulfilled. He fulfills their desire. Present tense. He fulfills their desire. Go now. I have accepted your desire. What was their desire? Their desire was to have Krishna as their husband. Nanda Suta Pati Me Asti. Something like that. It is accomplished by me. It is accomplished by me. You worshipped Katyayani and I fulfilled your desire. O young girls, Abalaha. Abalaha, young girls. You are inexperienced. It means you are still Kumarika, below age of 5. And cannot understand my words. Where will we go? If the Kumarika asks, where we will go? Go to Virja. How is that being merciful to us, young girls? How is that you are merciful to us, young girls? He clarifies the word. Krishna clarifies the word. I have accepted whatever you want, Siddha. It means your will is fulfilled. Here the meaning of Siddha is, your worship is now perfect. You got the result, Siddha. That means marriage and all related matters will be arranged. Because you wanted me as a husband, so that will be arranged. You will enjoy with me on the nights in the near future, Imaha. He then summarized, keeping his word, that they would definitely attain him. You will enjoy with me since you perform the vow to be my wives. O faithful gopis, with insistence, they did not accept any husband except Krishna. However, because the marriage was secret, they should be regarded as married. Others, however, not married to Krishna and were considered parakya, unmarried, means married to others. Thus, Vishnu Puran mentioned two types of gopis. Those who were unmarried, and married Krishna and those who were married to others. So there are two types of gopis. One are married, unmarried, which means they are married to Krishna. And the others are married to the other gopas. So Śrīla Sanātana Gosvāmī is a very elaborate commentary on this verse. So what we got from Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī's commentary? Krishna say, promise them their desire is fulfilled and it will happen in near future. Why? Because they were not still ready because of their age to achieve that desire which they prayed for. Now Śrīla Sanātana Gosvāmī writes, you will play in the rasa dance, lasting the whole night, or you will attain great happiness in night, ranasyatha. So it means after 8 months, in a Sharda Ritu, Krishna will have rasa dance with these gopis, to whom he promised. They would attain great mercy than Lakshmi. Sanatana Goswami writes, they will get more mercy than Lakshmi, who is the consort of Lord Narayan. As proved by Uddhava's statement later, Bhagavatam 10:47-60. Nayam Shriyovanga O Nitantarateha Prasada Gopi. Lakshmi never got that mercy. Swarayoshitam nalinagandha rucham kuto anya. Raso utsave asya bhujadanda graita kanta. Labda asisam ya udagata vrajya valabhina. When Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Leela, the gopis were embraced by the arms of the Lord. This favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune, though she was intensely attracted to him or to other consort in the spiritual world, whose bodily luster and aroma resembled the lotus flower, and what to speak of the worldly woman. So these gopis will get the mercy which is more than Swakya. Swakya means married queens in the Dwarka or Lakshmi. It will also be quite soon. On these nights, Imakshapaha, I should do something great. And that's what is something great? Previous verse, Aharati, Arhati. So yesterday, the verse which was spoken was a philosophical principle. And what is that principle? Krishna says, anybody if has a material desire and worship me, his material desire is transformed into a spiritual desire. Because nothing material can touch me, it will automatically be transformed into a spiritual desire. So that is the greatest mind. You may have a material desire, but it will be spiritual and there will be no fault in that. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Amrit Chhadi Vishwa Mange E Bado Murak. I am giving them nectar and they are asking about the object of senses, Vishwa. A bado murak, he's a fool number one. Ami vigya, I am not fool. I am wise. Why should I give them the object of senses? I will give them nectar. So what Krishna is saying, something great. You are qualified for attaining the highest continuous bliss. Welcome. Jai Pancha, welcome. Jai Pancha Goda Prabhu. Our dear president is back after a break. Welcome. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So, we are reading the Vaishnava Toshani commentary by Sanatana Goswami on this verse, which is the completion of the pastime of Krishna with Kumarika, under 5 years gopis, worshipping Katyayani to get Krishna as a husband, and Krishna stole their garments. So the last verse says, Krishna is saying, you are perfect. You have vowed to get me husband, your desire is fulfilled. And coming nights you will enjoy with me. And you are most worshipable Sati, the completely pure. This is the Krishna's words. And their commentaries on that verse. When I am speaking this, I am remembering one pastime told by His Holiness Bhaktichara Swami Maharaj in Chopadi temple many years back. He says, when in Birju, so many people were criticizing, speaking rumors about meeting of Radha and Krishna. Krishna wanted to prove that Radharani is the purest and the most chaste. So Krishna had a pastime. One day, in the palace of Nanda Baba, he was not getting up to go to herd the cows. Mother Yashoda said, why? Kanhaiya, get up. See, I have headache, mother. Today, I have severe headache. I cannot go. Mother was so worried. She said, what is the medicine? How can I treat you? He said, anyway, you find it out. And Krishna himself become a doctor, Ayurvedic Vaidya. And he came in the home. He said, I can cure. And he looked Krishna's pulse, he said, oh, his headache can be cured if some chaste woman walk on a hair, go to the Yamuna, get a, what is called, a pot which have 100 holes, filled with water, and if that water is sprinkled on the head of Krishna, Krishna's headache will be cured. There's something which we strain. What is that called? Channi is our language. What is in English? Sieve. Sieve. There's 100 holes. Now this news was all over the Vrindavan Bridge and this Jatila, the sister of Abhimanyu, she was thinking, I am the most chaste. And she dared to walk on a very thin rope, like hair like rope, go into the Yamuna. So she fell down and the water was just draining out of the sieve. Everybody was laughing. Hey, see, she is thinking I am the most chaste. And then nobody was, and Yashoda said, I can go. Then Vaidraj Krishna himself said, if mother brings water, that won't work. Some other chaste lady should bring. Now the Lalita and Vishakha, they approached Radharani and said, Radhe, our dear Krishna is having headache. Now your service is required. Let us all accomplish this task and fulfill the desire of Krishna." So Radharani hesitantly, because whole bridge is watching and is still looking at, is she chaste? Every night she is going to meet Krishna. Is she chaste? And Radharani with a really gaze down at the earth, walked majestically, walked on the hair thin rope, and she put her shoe in the water and was really, heart was pounding. What happens? She saw the fingers of the Krishna closing all the holes, and water was completely full, no drop was falling down. Everybody said, "Oh, she is the only purest in the bridge." And then she brought the water. That water was sprinkled on Krishna. Krishna proved that the only purest personality in the bridge and on the planet is Radharani. So here what we are really, the whole pastime, Sanatana Goswami is saying, you are qualified for attaining the highest continuous bliss. Highest continuous bliss. Krishna is all blissful. So what they will attain? They will attain Krishna. What is the highest bliss? Highest continuous bliss is to be associate of Krishna. Because Krishna is a personified bliss. He is a bliss personified. And then Sanatana Goswami writes, this is a statement of the Lord endowed with greatest qualities such as gentleness. The Lord is gentle. He is gentle. He is a gentleman. The gentleman means he will definitely, what he say, he will fulfill your desire. How can happiness from normal calm, the question is, how can happiness from normal calm give that result for the girls, for Lakshmi, as a pure devotion? See, Lakshmi is a pure consort of Narayan. But these gopis has a desire, lusty desire, calm. And we know, in the 7th canto, it says, Kamad Gopya. Gopis got the association of Krishna by their lusty desires. But Srila Rupa Goswami writes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that this calm is actually pure love of God. But since the people of this world have no little information of pure love of God, they know the highest enjoyment is in this world is lust. So the word is used simply for the people to understand actually what the real love is, million times more than the mundane lust of this world. So gopi's calm is pure love of God. So Krishna and the desire of those who fix their mind on me, Krishna says, does not lead to material desire for sense gratification. Previous verse says, if the object is not Krishna, it is calm. Very simple thing. If the object is other than Krishna, then it is calm. If the object is Krishna, then it is a prema. Their object is Krishna. So it is not calm, it is prem. Thus the Ras dance was free of calm. There is no lust, there is no a drop of lust in Ras dance. Actually, Ras dance is a pastime to conquer lust. This is the blessing or Shruti phal of Ras dance. That one who really relishes this, his lusty desires will be destroyed. The Hirdaya Kama Rog, the lusty desire of the heart will be destroyed. So, Ras dance is not calm. It's not lust. The person will not obtain material happiness arising from lust by concentrating on the Krishna, since he is the highest of the goal, being composed of highest happiness of prem. Krishna is a rasraj. He is a prem personified. So anybody who approaches Krishna will get only prem, because he is a personification of prema purushottam. He is a prema purushottam. So anybody who approaches for any reason to Krishna, he will only get love. Or will they not get satisfaction? Yes, they will. By concentrating their mind on me, Krishna, the desire matures into highest prem. Now the principle is, explained in many places in Bhagavatamrtam. Even if the desire is material, it does not produce lust, because by concentrating on me, it becomes non-material. What to speak of concentrating on me with girls' prem? What Sanatana Goswami is saying, even ordinary people with material desire come to me, their desires are purified. What about your desire? Your desire is pure love for me. Already it is a pure love for me. So there is no question of your desire as a lust. What is good for us is that, I think that this verse of Bhagavatam is applicable here. Akam sarva kamova moksha kama udaradhi tivarena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. You may have no desire, or you may have all desires, or even you may have a desire for liberation, but just approach Krishna with devotion, all your desires will be fulfilled. Because Krishna is complete bliss. Whatever your desire is, it will be spiritualized. It says, when we go with material desire to Krishna, Krishna, in the process of fulfilling desire, he actually purifies our desire. He purifies our desire. Dhruva Maharaj, his desire was to get a kingdom more opulent than his father and grandfather. His desire was material. He was artha arthi bhakta. But in the process, by the mercy of his spiritual master Devrishi Narada, his material desire was transformed. In a process, within 6 months, and when Lord Vishnu appeared, he said, "I am sorry. I am asking for a pieces of broken glass. Today I got you the diamond. Why should I have any material desire? I got you." So Krishna purify the heart in a process in fulfilling desire. Then there is no desire to enjoy. Then all that opulence is used to serve Krishna. Sudama Vipra, though his wife's desire was to get some benefit from Krishna, Sudama did not go to get anything from Krishna. He simply went there to see Krishna. And he did not ask anything from Krishna. He stayed overnight. Krishna became restless. He said, "Have you brought some gift for me?" Krishna has to beg and ask that what you have brought for me. Sudama did not ask anything. He did not ask anything. and ultimately Krishna snatched the chip rice from the four houses, having a history of the poverty of Sudama in that small bag. And Krishna enjoyed that and said they are more sweet than the preparation made in Dwarka. And then he blessed him with a palace. But Sudama never used this that place for enjoyment. He simply used this to show to the world, when Krishna wants to give and fulfill somebody's desire, nobody can compare to that. Better to go to Krishna for any desire, because in the process, your enjoying mentality will be transformed into the service attitude. That is the beauty of going to Krishna with any desire. And this is the whole philosophical theme. The whole world has enjoying mentality. And the man service attitude is most important for progressing in a spiritual life. So even with the enjoying mentality, we go to Krishna, he will transform the enjoying mentality into a service attitude. That is really the beauty. Because ultimately we have to have service attitude. That is our constitution. Jivera Swarupaya Krishnera Nitya Das. Sanatana Goswami writes, an example of attainment is given. Seeds are dried in the sun and then soaked in the water till soft. Will these seeds not sprout? Yes, they will. Or the desired result will manifest. Desire for me gives even greater result. Desire with me as object does not give ordinary desire result, kamaya. This is the most important line. Desire with me as the object, because your desire object is Krishna, then it will not give ordinary result. This is not kamaya karma, but rather such a great result. The Lord gives more that and then you desire. He gives himself. Arjun went and approached Krishna, and Duryodhan also approached Krishna before the Kurukshetra war to get help. Duryodhan arrived early. Krishna was knowing everything. He was reclining on the bed, and he kept a beautiful sofa next to his head side of the bed. And Duryodhan, he is the father of Lakshmana, who is the wife of Samba, the son of Krishna. So he is a relative. So he just went and was sitting on a sofa. Arjun arrived a little later. And he is also Krishna's relative. Subhadra is married to Arjuna. And he is the son of Kunti, the aunt of Krishna. He sat at the lotus feet of Krishna on the bed. Now Krishna opened eyes. Do you think first who will be in the vision of Krishna? One who is at the feet. He said, Partha, how come you can? Before Arjun replies, Duryodhan said, Dwarkadis, I came first. And then Krishna turned his face and he looked with a bent eyes. When Krishna looks on somebody with a twisted eye, it means he's finished. So the war was already finished. He said, all right, you are both welcome. He said, Duryodhan said, we came here to get help from you. You are our relative. The war is inevitable and we need your help. Arjun, what is your desire? Oh, Yudhishthira Maharaj also sent me to get help from you. So both went with a desire. Krishna then gave the choice. On one side, I have one full brigade of my army, one Akshuni Yaduvan's army, with a Kritavarma as the commander in chief. On the other side, I am alone, and I will not wield any weapon. But the first choice is for Arjuna to select, because I saw him first, and he is younger than you, Duryodhana. Duryodhana was really, he said, now Arjuna will definitely get the army, and what I can do with this coward boy without any weapon, I am going to be loser. But Arjuna's first surrender, he said, I need you, Krishna. And Duryodhana jumped and, well, thank you, send your army. He thought this Arjuna is fool. But Krishna asked Arjuna, for the war, you need army or you need me? Arjuna said, if you are with me, then I don't need any army. And the result is that Krishna has given himself to Arjuna as a chariot driver, Partha Sarathi. So the line here, Sanatana Goswami says, Krishna gives more than you need or you desire. Srila Prabhupada sitting on this, here in this temple, is speaking. I started this movement with $7. But Krishna is giving unlimited. Now we have millions dollar worth of Krishna's property and temple all over the world. He said, I started the movement with 40 Indian rupees, and that is still he did not use in America. Prabhupada did not use those 40 Indian rupees. He never converted them in dollars. So when Prabhupada landed, he did the Sankirtan on the Jalduta ship. He distributed 2 sets of his Bhagavatam to Captain Pandya, and he got some $12-14 and landed with that. So he started his Sankirtan movement of book distribution right on the Jalduta. And those 40 rupees, Srila Prabhupada was keeping till 67. When he landed back in India, in the middle of the night in Delhi, he was accompanied by one of his disciples, at that time Kirtanananda. Kirtanananda said, shall I change dollars to pay to the taxi? Prabhupada said, no, I have 40 rupees. He said, I have 40 rupees with me. You don't have to change now. And that Sardar, who was the driver of the taxi, he overheard 40 rupees. So Prabhupada said, well, how much do you charge from here to go to the Chippiwada? Because Prabhupada came first and lived in the Chippiwada temple, because he used to live there. And the Sardar said, 40 rupees, Prabhupada says, it's too much. It should not be more than 25, maximum 30. He said, no, I will take only 40. And there was no bargain, because he heard there's a 40 rupees, and this Mahatma's 40 rupees will be mercy. He was adamant and he got 40 rupees. And Prabhupada gave 40 rupees. But that Sardar, he did not use those 40 rupees either. He actually kept those 40 rupees in a frame. And he was worshipping, this is a blessing of a Maharaj. And that Sardar, from a taxi driver, he became a big transporter. He became a big transporter. And some devotees of Srila Prabhupada, some disciple, found that Sardar, and Sardar showed, these are the 40 rupees of your Gurudev that have changed my life also. So what Krishna is giving more than you desire. It's more than you desire. Krishna asamarth nahi. When Vasudev Datta asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that these fools of this material world, because of their sinful desire, will go in hell and suffer. I don't want really them to suffer. I want myself to go and suffer for them. Let all them be liberated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Tumi Prahlad. Ascharya 9, there is no astonishment. You are Prahlad. Because Prahlad said, I don't want to be liberated. I want all these fools and rascal demonic children to be liberated. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna asamarth nahi. Krishna is not incapable that he will put you in hell and then he will deliver the world. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna or nahi karti. Krishna has no other business. What is Krishna's business? Bhakta vancha puri kare. He only desires the desire of his devotee. You only fulfill the desire of his devotee. There's no other business. Krishna has no other business. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you devotee desire, then the people will become Vaishnava and they will be automatically liberated. So really Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted us to pray to Krishna that let all these people become Vaishnava. Pray to Krishna that let all these people become Vaishnava. And if they become Vaishnava, they will be liberated. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this one planet is like a one mustard seed for Krishna. From a bag of mustard seed, one seed is lost. What is it lost for Krishna? He can deliver everybody. So this is magnanimous Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more Mahavadanya. Srila Prabhupada is writing one of the purport and nectar of instruction. We have prescribed 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because we know that our modern days disciple will not be able to sit and concentrate for 8 hours. And then Srila Prabhupada writes, my Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada used to say, if somebody is not chanting 64 rounds, then he is fallen. Then Srila Prabhupada writes, yes, we are fallen. And then Srila Prabhupada said, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Patita Pavan. He is a deliverer of fallen. Therefore, we have hope that since we are fallen, he will deliver us. Because he is Patita Pavan. Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara Mosama Patita Napaibe Ar. Who is saying this? Narottam Das Thakur is saying, I am the most fallen. This is Danya Bodhika Prathana. This is a prayer of humbleness. So Krishna is sweet, blissful, merciful, gentleman, great. He has so many wonderful qualities. The Lord gives more than you desire. More than just being a husband. This is something very difficult to digest. Sanatana Goswami is writing, O Kumarika, O young gopis, Krishna will give you more than just being husband. You wanted only him as a husband. But he will go more. I will give you, Krishna says, I will give you the happiness as an upapati. Upapati. What is upapati means? Upas is a parkiya bhav. Actually, it means parkiya bhav. Upapati means you have some so-called husband, But usually you will love with me more intensely. That's apupati. This is Acharya's, vision. That Krishna will not only become husband, but he will become more than husband. Parkiya bhave brajera sarvaras manoram ras lila sarvaras manoram parakiya bhave brajera prachar jay jay ujwal ras sar. So this is ujwal ras. They will get ujwal ras. Most burned seeds being cooked cannot sprout. But seed dried in sun and soaked previously to planting sprout better than normally. So two examples, those seeds which are burned will not sprout, but the seeds which are soaked in the sun, they will sprout. So your desire will be fulfilled. Okay, next verse, Sanatana Goswami Pada writes, or the other meaning, will not desire concentrated on me produce various enjoyment as a result? Kamya, no. Yes, it will. Or it is suitable to produce various enjoyment? Yes, it is. By worshipping me, one gets result beyond what one desired. In 10:29:15, it is said, kamam krodham bhayam sneham aikyam sohirdam evacha nityam harau vidadharo vidato yanti tanam mayatam hite. Person who constantly direct their lust, anger, fear, protective affection and feeling of impersonal oneness or friendship towards me are sure to attain realization of him. Whatever way you approach Krishna, you will get the result. Katmopi na venoho syata panchanam purusham prati tasmad kenapi upaye namana Krishna neveshata. 7th canto, 1st chapter. Narad Rishi says, any of the 5 type of person, like just now we read, but no king Vena. All can be liberated, but not Vena. Because Vena has none of these desire for Krishna. He was hating Krishna. Except Vena, all other, even Kansa, even Sishupal, they all were delivered. Except Vena. Will attain their objective relation to Krishna. Therefore, one should somehow or other think of Krishna by one of the favorable methods. Ya imam bhajanti dampatya hai tapasa vratacharaya kamat mano apavargesham mohita mam mayaya. Although I have the power to award prem, lusty couple worship me with penance and vote in order to get material enjoyment. Such persons are bewildered by illusory energy. The meaning is this. The couple gets married, dampatya. And the wife wants enjoyment from the husband, and the husband wants enjoyment from the wife. They worship me, the giver of the prem, apavargesham. For the desires person, kamatmana, they are bewildered by maya. The rasika sometimes criticize person who worship Lord with material desires, since they get other desires than Krishna from having desire others, which act as obstacle to prem. There is explanation in such cases, but your desire of having me as your husband is suitable. This is called a logic. Even those who desire, their desire is fulfilled, though it is material desire. But your desire is completely pure. You want me husband, not somebody else. So there is no fault in your desire. Kumarika, there is no fault in your desire. I think time is over. There is half page more. Shall I read this or finish? I'm just finishing it away. Whatever desires you have for producing prem, akamaya, with no desire for other results, will increase prem. Grains which have been roasted and then cooked, or grains which are either roasted or cooked, do not give other results but immediately give the highest happiness by making them enjoyable. Not achieving me as the husband, you will achieve me perfectly as a Upati in Brja. Therefore, go home, O young girls, Abala. You are very young and not yet qualified for Rati. Qualified for Rati. Rati means a conjugal relationship. Or you are actually endowed with all powers since you control me by certain method. Go, because you have already achieved something which surpasses what you desired. Siddha. Their nights, Imahyapa, refers to the nights of the next autumn season, 10 months away. Though it was some time later, he uses Ima in the near future to pacify them. You will attain enjoyment with me in the upcoming months after Hemant Ritu. Let our desire to marry you come true, and then we can be happy in the Ras dance. You performed worship with the intention of having the happiness of Ras dance with me as the Upapati, which will be explained by me. Yad Udishya. The Ras dance cannot take place with Krishna as their husband in the marriage. Ras dance is not with the married woman. You are Sati, chaste. Even when you relate with me as Upapati, since I am not actually an Upapati, and since I show more affection to you, those who are married to me. So you are chaste because you are only attached to me. Our Sati can modify Kshapa, it means night, excellent nights, which cause the Ras dance to manifest. Our night of autumn are more, not more hot, not more cold, full of moonlight. Or he speaks the glory of Ras dance. You will enjoy the nights with me because Lakshmi and others Sati, desiring Ras dance, Sati can apply to Lakshmi. They will not get that fortune. Worship of Chit Shakti, Arjuna, perform the vow, Vratam, of worship of Chit Shakti, Arya Archanam, but could not get the happiness, or attaining to make me their lover, Idam Vratam Udishya, they perform worship. I think you told me the one more verse, right? This is one verse as a lengthy purpose somehow. Anyway, Sukhdev Goswami says, thus instructed by Supreme Personality of Godhead, the young girls, their desire now fulfilled, could bring themselves only with great difficulty return to village of Virja, meditating all the while upon the lotus feet. Why they were meditating on the lotus feet? That is also very important purport. Because they were looking down with folded hands, they only saw the lotus feet of Krishna. So they were just thinking of lotus feet of Krishna. They were feeling painful to go from there because they were separated from Krishna. So then they left. Maybe this verse tomorrow, 28 can go tomorrow. Hare Krishna, Vaikuntha, yes. What is your comment or you have comment? Yes.
Katyayani seems to me she is an extension of Subhadra. Anyway, that is special. And Krishna said, you are a disciple to be my wife. And then after some time, not only 8 months, Brahma bewilderment comes. And the duplicate Gopal, you have it all together. That is the real point. Next, some time pass more, the 1 year, the real Gopikan again smashed. Before, again chaos.
Divers.
Chaos.
Chaos.
Lapada. Before Brahma, Lapada. After Brahma, again Lapada. Everybody was astonished what is going on. One year so nice. Then came dance, Raza dance, before the priest and go to then it fulfilled the real, then the comparakia, because the original convergence by the crystal duplicate, and it was okay.
And one thing what Vaikuntha Prabhu is saying is, in a Brahma Vimohan Leela, when Brahma was bewildered by the pastime of Krishna, Krishna became the cowherd voice at that time. At that time, Sandilya Muni make announcement that anybody who get their girls married to the cowherd boys, they will have a fortune forever. So all the Brja, younger gopis of 5 years were married to the coward boys, they were nothing but Krishna. So all married to Krishna in that way. They all were married officially to Krishna in this way. And afterwards, the Yoga Maya made the clones of these gopis and they were staying with the gopas and original gopis were enjoying with Krishna and Ras dance. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I think time is over. Any question or comment? The young Kumarikas under 5 are sati and their desire fulfilled. Krishna will accept them in rasa dance. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Shiva Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaur Premanande.